Shvi. Re'ei si nosati lefonecho hayoim, I have placed before you today es hachayim, life, ve'es hatoiv, for doing good, ve'es hamoves, and death, ve'es hara, for doing evil. And now the pasuk explains, what is the toiv, what is the good? Asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim, this that I am commanding you today, la'ahavo es Hashem elokecho, to love Hashem your God, lo'leches bidrocho, to go in his ways, v'lishmor, and to observe mitzvoisav, hukoisav, umishpatav, his mitzvahs, his chukim, and his mishpatim. And if you will do this toiv, this good, then you will have chayim, you will have life. V'chayisa v'rovisa, you will live and multiply. Uveirachecho Hashem elokecho, and Hashem your God will bless you. Ba'oretz, in the land, asher atovoshoma l'rishta, that you are coming over there to take possession of it. And what is the ra, what is the evil? V'im yifne levavecha, if your heart will turn v'loisishma, and you will not listen, v'nidachta, and you will be led astray, v'hishtachavisa l'lehim acherim v'avadatam, and you will bow down to other gods and worship them. Then you will bring upon yourself maves, death. Higadati lochem hayoim, I am telling you today, ki avoy toivedun, you will surely be lost, loisa arichun yomim avu adomo, your days will not be lengthened on the land, asher ata oiver es hayardein, that you are passing over the yardein, lavoy shoma l'rishta, to come over there to take possession of this land. Ha'idoisi vochem hayoim, I am calling to be witnesses against you today, es ha'shamayim v'sa'oretz, the heavens and the earth, that ha'chayim v'hamoves nosati lefonecho, life and death have I placed before you, ha'barocha v'haklolo, blessings and curses. And I am telling you, uvacharto v'chayim, you shall choose life, l'mantichya ata v'zarecho, in order that you and your children shall live. Li'ahavo es Hashem alaykecho, to love Hashem your God, lishmoya b'koiloi, to listen to his voice, uledav kaboy, and to attach yourself to Hashem. Ki hu chayecho, because he is your life, va'orech yomecho, and the length of your days. Lo sheves, in order that you will live al ho'adoma, on the land, asher nishba Hashem la'avisecho, that Hashem swore to your fathers, le'avrohom, le'yitzchak u'le'yakov, to Avrom, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, lo seis lohem, to give this land to them. Why did Hashem choose the heaven and the earth to be the witnesses? Rashi tells us two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is, since the heaven and earth exist forever, whenever Klal Yisrael may sin, the witnesses will always be available to testify that Klal Yisrael were warned of these consequences. Rashi's second pshat is that Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to draw a lesson from Shemayim and Oretz. Shemayim and Oretz are not rewarded nor punished, but still do not deviate from the functions that Hashem commanded them to do. All the more so, Klal Yisrael, who are rewarded for doing good and punished for doing evil, they should definitely not deviate from Hashem's command. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains on the words in Pasuk Yutes, Uvacharto b'chayim, lema'an tichya ata v'zarecho, you shall choose life in order that you and your children shall live, that the way you choose to live your life will have an effect on your children. If a person obeys the mitzvahs half-heartedly, or with the attitude that they are a burden, his children will naturally be reluctant to do the mitzvahs. But if he keeps the mitzvahs with joy and pride, his example will carry over to his children. Rav Moshe writes that the financial situation for many European immigrants was tough. Their refusal to work on Shabbos made it very difficult to find and keep a reliable job. When they came home, they complained constantly about how hard it is to be a frum Jew. Although they remained committed to their religious beliefs, their children grew up being unintentionally educated to the belief that Yiddishkeit is painful and requires great sacrifices. Not surprisingly, many of them chose to leave Yiddishkeit. The pasuk says, "Uvacharto b'chayim, you shall choose a life of Torah in a way that it will carry over to ata v'zarecho, you and your children. Do the mitzvahs with joy, and your children will follow." Zok Rashi Posuk Tesvav, Es HaChayim Ves HaToiv, Ze Tolui B'Ze, one is dependent on the other. Im Tase Toiv, if you do good, Harei Lecho Chayim, then you will have life. V'im Tase Ra, and if you do bad, Harei Lecho Hamoves, then you will have death. V'akosuv Mefarish V'hoi Lechech, and now the Posuk explains how. It explains what is considered good and what is considered bad. Asher anochi mitzavecha hayom li'ahavo, that I am commanding you today, to love Hashem, harei hatoiv, that is the good, uboi toloi, and upon it depends, v'choyisa v'rovisa, that you will live and multiply, harei achayim, that is life for doing good. V'im yifne levavcha, and if your heart will turn away from Hashem, harei hara, that is the evil, then ki avoi toivedun, you shall surely be lost. Hare hamoves, that is the death. Zok Rashi, ha'idoisi vochem hayoim es ha'shamayim ves ha'oretz, I am calling to be witnesses against you, the heaven and the earth. Shehem kayam la'olam, because they exist forever. The kasher tikra eschem haro'o, and when evil will happen to you, you edim, they will be witnesses. Sheani hisreisi bochem b'chol zois, that I warned you that these will be the consequences. Davar acher, another pshat in the words ha'idoisi vochem hayoim es ha'shamayim. Amule HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Histaklu b'shamayim sheberasi l'shamish eschem. Take a look at the heavens that I created to serve you. Shema shinu es midasam. Perhaps, did they change their ways? Shema lo olo galgal chama min ha-mizrach. Did the circuit of the sun not rise in the east? The heir l'chol ha-olam, and not give light to the whole world? Ki'inyin shenema, like the Pasuk says, v'zorach ha-shemesh uvah ha-shemesh, that the sun rises and the sun sets? Histaklu ba'oretz. Take a look at the earth, Sheberosi l'shamish eschem, that I created to serve you. Shema shinsa midasa? Did perhaps the earth change its ways? Shema zerata moisev loit samcha? Did you ever plant something in the earth and it did not grow? Or shema zeratim chitim v'ha'aleisa sa'arim? And maybe did you plant wheat and barley grew? Of course not. Uma elu shena'asu? And ma doch these, the shemayim and oretz, that were created, loy l'schar, not to receive reward, loy l'hefsid, and not to lose anything if they do wrong. Im zoichin e mekavlin schar. If they are worthy, they do not receive reward. Vim choitin, and if they sin, e mekavlin paradis. They do not receive punishment. Lo shinu es midasam. Still they did not change their ways, and they listened to Hashem. Atem, you Klal Yisrael, sheim zochisem. If you are worthy, tekavlu schar, you will receive reward. Vim chatosem, and if you sin, tekavlu paradis, you will receive punishment. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so that you definitely should not deviate from Hashem's ways. Zakrashi uvacharto b'chayim, and you shall choose life. Ani mori lochem, I am teaching you shetivcharu b'chelek ha'chayim, that you shall choose the portion of life. Ke'odom ha'omer levnoi, like a person who tells his son, b'char l'cho chelek yofa b'nachalosi, choose for yourself a good portion in my estate. Uma'amidoi al'chelek ha'yofa, and he places him on the good portion, va'omer loi, and he says to him, Es zeberor lecha, choose this for yourself. Val zenemar, and this is what the pasuk in Tilim says: Hashem minos chelki, Hashem is my portion, v'koisi and my cup. Ato toimech garoli, you guide my portion. What does it mean? Ato toimech garoli, you guide my portion. Hinachta yodi al garol hatoiv, you placed my hand on the good portion. Loimar saying, Es ze kach lecha, this is what you should take for yourself. So to Hashem says, Uvacharto b'chayim, you should choose life. Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech, Moshe, and Moshe went. Where did Moshe go? Ramban explains, after Moshe sealed the new bris with Klal Yisrael, as stated in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, all the members of Klal Yisrael returned to their tents in the Machane Yisrael. And Moshe went from the place where he lived, in the Machane Levia, to the Machane Yisrael, to bid farewell to Klal Yisrael on this day, the day he was about to die. So Vayelech Moshe means that Moshe went from the Machane Levia to the Machane Yisrael. Vayedaber es hadavar mo'eleh, and he spoke these words, El Kol Yisrael, to all of Klal Yisrael. Vayorma aleihem, and he said to them, Bemea ve'esrim shana anochi hayoim, I am 120 years old today. Today, Zayin Adar, I was born, and today, Zayin Adar, I will die. Le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in these words. Either, I am not allowed to lead you anymore, le'uchal, I am not allowed, lotzeis v'lovoi, to lead you out and in, v'Hashem omar elai, because Hashem has said to me, le'sa'avor es ha'yarden hazeh, you will not cross the Yarden. The authority has been taken away from me and given to Yahushua. Rashi's second pshat is, le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi, I am not able to go out and in with words of Torah, because Hashem closed from Moshe the wisdom of Torah before he died. Rabbeinu Bechaye explains, the reason for Hashem taking away the Torah from Moshe before his death is so that when Moshe dies, he will not be so sad about his death, since he was living without having the wisdom of Torah with him at this point. Chasam Sofer says, although the Chochmah of Torah was closed to him, he still had Nevuah, and that's how he was able to say the Shira of Ha'azinu later on. Hashem Elokecha hu over lefonecha, Hashem your God, he will cross before you, hu yashmid es hagoyim o'elam lefonecha, He will destroy these nations from before you, Virishtam, and you shall take possession of them. Yehoshua hu over lefonecho, Yehoshua will pass before you, kasher diber Hashem, like Hashem has spoken. Zok Rashi vayelech Moshe, and in this Divrei HaMaschil vayelech Moshe, Rashi does not say anything. Rashi just starts with this Divrei HaMaschil in order to show that this is a new parsha. And the first Rashi is really the next Rashi, le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi, which according to the simple pshat means, I am not able to go out and go in. Zok Rashi yochol shetoshesh koichoi, I might think that Moshe's strength became weakened. Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, later on in Parshas V'zeis HaBrocho, Lechohaso enoi, v'lenos lecho, that Moshe's eyes did not dim, nor did moisture leave from him. So we see Moshe did not become old. So we cannot say the words, Le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi, means, I am not able to go out and go in. So what is the pshat? Ela rather, mahu le'uchal, what does it mean le'uchal? Eni rishoi, I am not allowed. Shenotla mimeni harishus, the authority was taken from me, v'nitna li'hoshua, and was given to Yehoshua. Le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi, I am not allowed to take Klal Yisrael out and to take them in. V'Hashem omar elai, Hashem said to me, Zehu pirish le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi. This is the explanation of the words, le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi. Why am I not allowed to take them out and take them in? Lefisha Hashem omar elai, because Hashem told me that I will not cross over the Yarden and Yehoshua will take over. Zok Rashi anochi hayoim, I am 120 years old today. Hayoim molu yomai ushnoisai, today my days and my years became filled. B'yom zeh nolarati, on this day I was born, on Zayin Adar, u'b'yom zeh omos, and on this day Zayin Adar I will die. Davar acher, Rashi says another pshat in lo'yuchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi, lotzeis v'lovoi b'divrei Torah, I cannot go out and in with words of Torah. Melame, this comes to teach us, shenistemu mimenu masoris umayonis hachochma. It was closed for Moshe on this day, the masoris, the knowledge handed down, umayonis, and the wellsprings, hachochma of wisdom. Sheni, ve'oso Hashem lohem, and Hashem will do to them, kasher also like he did, l'sichon ula'oig, to Sichon and to Oig, malchi ho'emori, the kings of Emori, ula'artzom and to their land, asher hishman oisom, which he destroyed them. Unesanom Hashem lifneichem, and Hashem will give them before you, va'asisem lohem, and you shall do to them, kichol ha-mitzvah, like the entire mitzvah asher tzivisi eschem, that I have commanded you. And this is referring to the mitzvah of loisechaya kol neshama, you shall not allow any of these nations to live. You must destroy them totally. Chizku v'imsu, be strong. As the Vilna Gaon explains, chizku baguf, be strong with your body, v'imsu balev, and be strong in your heart. Al tiru, do not be afraid, va'al ta'artu mipinehem, and do not become broken from before them. Ki Hashem elekecho, because Hashem your God, hu ha'holech imoch, he is going with you, lo yarpecho, he will not loosen his hold on you, v'lo ya'azveko, and he will not forsake you. Zok Rashi posuk vav, lo yarpecho, lo yiten lecho rifyoin, he will not give you a loosening, lihiyo is nezav mimenu, to be abandoned by him.